Hi, everybody. It's time for your Wednesday AgriBeef Minute here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, as we begin to make the transition from late fall to early winter, it's also a good reminder for ranchers to make sure that they're keeping up with their mother cow's nutritional requirements. Boone Carter is a nutrition and production consultant for Performix Nutrition Systems in Blackfoot, Idaho, and says those mama cows need to stay healthy because, after all, they're eating for two.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So this time of year, the feed is dried out. It's the lowest quality it's going to be. If you have any left, it's been a pretty dry summer. It's probably not great quality, and there's probably not a lot of it. So she's going to be deficient in protein for sure, and that can have, you know, a huge impact on the calf long term, because we're getting into third trimester gestation for a lot of cows, and that's where two-thirds of the growth of that calf occurs. And so as that calf is developing, you know, protein is one of the main components of that fetal development. So providing adequate protein to that cow so that she can support the calf is pretty critical.
And as I've said for a lot of years, if you take care of those mother cows, they'll take care of you. For more information, you can visit PerformixNutrition.com or you can like them on Facebook. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.